A very warm welcome in the House of World Cultures. We're very pleased that despite the wonderful weather we have outside, you have still found your way here. I'm Eva Stein. I'm Daniel Neugebauer. And Eva and I are the co-organizers for cultural literacy here in House of World Cultures, and we're going to do the introductory remarks. Reading the body, corpo literacy, that is the long-term project that we are doing as part of the new alphabet. That's a project that goes from this year until the end of 2021, and the new alphabet focuses on the binary alphabet, the digital code, and with it, the way in which alphabets function. These are based on abstraction and on the discreteness of their letters, which at the end of the day lay the groundwork for their mathematical processing. Looking at the binary code brings with it the question of how objective these data are that are collected from reading the world as a form of code, and what sort of social power structures are reproduced here, and who does this data belong to? What logics of ownership are produced and reproduced through these, and what linguistic development go hand in hand with the data regularity of knowledge? What is being displaced? Who is dominating the new structure of knowledge? What effect does reading the world as a kind of collection of codes have on our perception as human beings, particularly the perception of the body? Which mechanisms lead to us adopting body attitudes which are apparently reproduced endlessly in a social collective, and which findings can be derived from the reading of these body codes? Sociologists who have engaged with the body as a sociological phenomenon often, or in most cases, refer to French philosopher Michel Foucault. He saw the body as an interrelationship between discourses, practices, architects, programmatic thinking, and institutions. He saw the body as a kind of archive in which historically defined, different images of the body, concepts of the body, are materialized and coded. Power technologies have interjected themselves into the body in order to pedagogize, monitor, and control its most intimate areas. So this is just looking at the history of the body in terms of sociologies or analyses of bodies. In the Middle Ages now, quote-unquote unusual bodies were displayed publicly at fairs. Later, at the start of the Enlightenment in the 18th century and later, unusual quote-unquote bodies were studied scientifically. They were measured, they were cataloged, evidence was supplied, and truths were generated on the basis of these studies. Norms emerged on the process, rules about how bodies were meant to be morphologically structured, and deviations from the norm were isolated, and the construction of the other, the pathological body, began. This was something that was considered wild, untamable, sick, and it was only as differentness was measured and mapped could this standard emerge. Only when the aberration was defined was there access to the normal. And these discourses of the Enlightenment were linked to constructions of gender and race, techniques of analysis, visualizing, and cataloging constituted the significance of differentiation. These cleared categories did not allow anything in between. The unmistakability of gender, race, age, and state of health were considered a guarantee for a, quote, healthy body of the people, unquote. Everything ambiguous was pathologized and considered an aberration of nature. And the rest is history. Race, hygiene, and eugenics in the Nazi period were based on these perceptions of the body. Until this very day, the focus on our perception of the body is on fallibility of the body, because there's no place in our society of the 21st century based on efficiency and growth for bodies that are threatened with deterioration, for aging bodies. The old, the weak, the sick, the fat bodies are replaced by optimized, technologically expanded bodies that are changed for medial representation. Welcome to today's world.
Don't have headphones yet, you can go over there to the counter and get these little machines that will miraculously transform her voice into an English voice.
Today, we are celebrating the singularity and liveliness of our own bodies in digital space and have ourselves be celebrated through likes and shares there, technical aids like digital filters, but also countless methods like implants, prosthetics, medication, or surgical procedures help us to spread modelable fantasies of the bodies that we have of ourselves in digital space a million times over. I'm going to continue with the question of what actually happens in digital space. What happens between zero and one? This was a question that our director general had when we opened this long-term project of the new alphabet. And the response was, between zero and one is where life takes place. Or, like in this symposium, the adventure, like I hope we'll have in the next 2 days. Our program can be seen as resistance against binary views of the world. Corporate literacy has two aspects. On the one hand, it's about reading the symbols of a body in the sense of a body symbiosis. On the other hand, it's also about learning to read the body, literacy with the body, and misliteracy as well, so a kind of epistemology of the body. We have a whole range of artists, experts in education, and experts of everyday life, and all sorts of other things as well. So we're looking for alternatives to the limited binary system. Binary views on gender, race, disability, and many other issues will be discussed in the next 2 days. Instead, we'll be looking at intersectional approaches. For example, this evening at 9 p.m., we will have a performance called The Trans Opera, in which the categorization of gender, man and woman, homosexual, heterosexual, are attacked. Jeremy Wade sees himself between body positivity and necropolitics. And there'll be a performance tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Looking at that, we'll be looking at the space between the analog and the digital, what we might call the post-digital reality, with which Yvonne Sindel is going to have a performance tomorrow evening. And there are two installations that we have here, one over there in the telephone booths over there on the balustrade. There are two installations by Studio Moniker from Amsterdam, which looks at the human versus the digital. And another major highlight is, of course, the human rights tattoo. Some have already been tattooed today. At the end of the day, this is about the question or the binary view of the individual and the mass. And there's a more detailed panel on this tomorrow at 1:30 that will look at the body political. I would like to welcome all bodies in this room. In these 2 days, we want to do everything we can within the framework of this event to make the House of World Cultures into the House of World Bodies, and all of this within the framework of the Berlin Art Week, which is currently being held. Now, we know this isn't anything you can take for granted, that all bodies come together here. It's a political question. Who feels welcome here? How we deal with one another in a place where seeing, hearing, and thinking critically are fostered, which is why the question of body is, of course, a question of education as well. How institutions deal with physical diversity is part of their attitude. the way they deal with their own privilege and their capacity to develop collective utopias of the future. The way we deal with bodies, I believe, is directly connected to the relevance of an institution. But how can we deal with this, with the body that I've talked about, in an hospitality, translating that into a hospitality strategy or a strategy of education without pursuing neoliberal diversity strategy? How can we talk about the discriminating gaze in a critical way? Our response to this is corpo literacy, which we want to present and try out as a new approach, a differentiated way of dealing with bodies, a knowledge of our own body and the relationship between our bodies and the environment is part of this. This weekend, it'll be about the adventure of discovering new aspects. And apart from you and your feedback, we will be looking at the input of various different experts on education who will be evaluating this conference so that we can have educational projects on corpo literacy next year. Corpo literacy is an area of experimentation in which we try and look at various different aspects of corporality and the political involved with it. If you haven't heard the word before, corpo literacy, well, don't feel ashamed. It's a new one. It's a neoliberalism by Bonaventure So Beijing De Kung, who is the founder of Savvy Contemporary here in Berlin. And using this word in his book, he describes an experience that was published in the context of Documenta 14, the ability to read the body, to see the opportunities of corporal literacy as contextualizing the body as a forum, a stage, a battleground, a medium of learning, a structure or organ for collecting, storing, and transmitting knowledge. The idea that the body is not equated with the brain, but rather independent of it, is capable of memory and can retain acquired knowledge performatively, is a prism, therefore, of knowledge, dance, and rhythm. We are incredibly grateful to Savvy and his colleagues, to Sabaka and Yama and Kibucha, who were also ones who worked with this concept at Documenta. And we're also grateful, I'm grateful to my former colleagues from the Van Abbe Museum in Eindhoven in the Netherlands, who, with their multi-sensory approach, as well as the institutional queering, which is perhaps the most inclusive one museum in Europe. I want to thank Elitje Vanya, Utis Senja, and Ulla Lundin, and many others as well. Our program focuses on everyone who has a body. So this is a very limited target group, people with human bodies, digital bodies. All of these are issues that will come up in the next 2 days. We want to invite you in performances and panels and studios and workshops to look at new aspects of your own physicality and that of others. Now, there are a couple of sentences we want to say about today's program and tomorrow's program. After our introductory words, we're going to really get cracking. There'll be two incredibly exciting contributions that are between academic analysis and artistic performance. We will begin at 4:30 with Olava Duvanya with Do Not Read This Body, which is a kind of spoken word performance of Olava, who is a lawyer who defines herself as a queer anti-racist feminist activist. And as a Black non-binary trans woman. And from this perspective, she will be talking to us about corpo literacy. And then, without interruption, we will proceed to Jude Storm and Angelo Custodio's performance, who will be presenting the underbelly resonances. And Jude Storm is incredibly important for this program because with her Bodies We Fail book, she has a really sharp analysis in which she makes clear how, at the end of the day, our gaze or gazes create monstrous bodies, quote unquote. as opposed to the disability from corporality. Shall I continue with the next interactive formats? As we just heard, we don't just have discourses that happen up here, but rather we have various interactive formats too, which will be happening downstairs primarily, underneath where we're sitting here and in the various K rooms. So for example, at 5 o'clock, there will be a closed workshop entitled Becoming Vulnerable Together with the Feminist Healthcare Research Group, headed by Yvonne Sindel, where you had to register for it, and I'm afraid it's already booked out. So that will be a closed meeting. It'll be carried out for 3 hours behind closed doors. Parallel to that, from 5 o'clock, with the meeting place being at the counter, there's going to be a movement format that will begin, carried out by Sabina Tsan, an artist. It is called Immaterial Making of Space. That would be a very movement-based exploration of the architecture of this building and outside it, on the roof and in the grounds. Then at 6 o'clock, we will have the first panel where we'll be discussing things, and that will be exactly here. This is where all of these conversations are going to happen. We have chosen the title Bodies Between Showing and Shaming. So we'll be talking about the power of the media over our bodies. We'll be looking at questions of body positivity. Magda Albrecht, Mariam Hashemi Yekani is there, Nemi Al-Hassan, Kristina Vasilievskaya, and the chair will be Inka Schminke. And parallel to that, downstairs, you will have an opportunity with Nadia Buttendorf and Toni Moserbach to go to a nail art studio where magnetic implants or explants are put under your skin on your nails to create a new sensory extension of your hands and to expand your bodies by being able to attract things through the magnets. There will also be workshops that will be there to use hot smartphones to massage your bodies. So that will be the hot phone workshop studio. And you can massage away your tension. And there's the unfit makeup tutorial where you can learn how to skillfully enhance tired eyes and skin blemishes. In other words, how you really feel. And then at 7:30, we're going to have a very special performance from Lucy Strecker and Klaus Spies, with a discussion after that, chaired by Regina Rapp. And in this performative installation, which you can already get a sense of here in the background, we'll explore how language creates materiality. And spit will be studied and examined here, and the attempt will be to look at how people's spit changed based on the words they've just said before the spit was taken. So then it will be evening, and at 9 p.m. the Trans Opera will come up, a performance with Mavi Veloso featuring Dino Dada, Sunny Est, and Tina Scarlatina. And in this performance, the performers will present their colonized brown bodies, as they describe it, in a juxtaposition with the white cultural or culture of whiteness. And this will be examined. And after that, there will be DJ-educated audio. And we very much hope that after this, we will enter into a conversation with you. Perhaps I could just briefly touch on some of the highlights of tomorrow. Tattooing is going to get off the ground big time. We've got 60 to 70 tattoos that we want to tattoo. There'll be a performance of Jeremy Wade. And There'll be an intermezzo at 12:30 by Jeremy Wade as well. We're going to conclude the day with a fashion show, which we will be with experimental textile design of the University of the Arts here in Berlin. And just a couple of technical comments to make now, our announcements. First of all, we very much hope that everyone has a good time here. And we hope that we can be as accessible as possible, and that we will help one another if somebody does need help in this regard. We have ensured that most of the formats we have here are interpreted into sign language. We've offered childcare, so do pass that on. Friends who want to come tomorrow, that there is childcare here. So children from the age of 3 can go downstairs to the playroom and be cared for there. And what else did we have? Oh, that there is a lift. Yes, the lift's over there, the elevator. And by mistake on the screens there, if you see what language you're supposed to listen to, if you want to hear English and German, possibly sometimes this will be wrong. So just switch back and forth between 0 and 1. Actually, 0, 1, and 2. 0 should be the original sound. 1 should be German. And 2 should be English. But if it's not the way it should be, please flip back and forth until you get it. Okay? Is everybody being able to hear? The technicians are saying that the interpretation is on. Great. So moving right along. Yes, moving right along. This building is under a preservation order, so that means the accessibility has its limitations. If you have problems and can't get where you need to go for accessibility reasons, please let our team know so that we can do what we can to try to make it more accessible than it is. Now I want to say thank you to a few people before things really get going. We want to thank the team of cultural literacy and the Cultural Education Leipzig Gallery for Contemporary Art. We want to thank the communication team here in the building, who, together with Berlin Art Week, communicated this. We want to thank Astrid Geyser, Barbara Chisholm, Catherine Johnson, Marcus Grauer, Sylvia Schrauber, our simultaneous interpreters, and Angelina Sukiro, Gerardo Corina Brenner, Eva Novakovsky, Oya Ataman, Paula Manke, Ulrike Steinseifer, for the interpretation into German Sign Language. Thank you very much. Didn't we want to say thank you to a few more people? Oh, yeah, the team. Yeah, we're actually even more grateful. We're also grateful to the textile department of the University of Arts in Berlin for the Bootcamp Humans Only fashion show. We want to thank the Medical University of Vienna, the University for Applied Arts in Vienna, the Austrian Research Fund and the support of the microbial keywording. We want to thank the Bildungslab for the academic support of this event. We also want to thank our media partners, Missy Magazine, and the team of the Berlin Art Week. And I want to thank Eva Stein, and I want to thank Daniel Neugebauer. I'm going to go into more detail with our team. I want to thank the team that has made everything possible here, Leida Hadl, who did the guest management in a really wonderful way, Christina Harles, who did the resource area here in the entrance. I can only recommend it. She was responsible for that. Andy Herrmann, project manager, Irene Packerbusch, stage management, Mohamed Sahangi for assisting the production management, Hamid Ehrari, our intern, Marina Lusina, our intern, and Sabina Bartos, who's been supporting us, and the feedback team. And then the team that set up the exhibition, Gernot Ernst, Oliver Büchi, Martin German, Achim Heiges, Matthias Kujawi, Matthias Henkel, Stefan Seitz, Andrew Schmidt, Eix Decker, and Paul Eisermann, the audio technicians, Matthias Rottenberger, Antasios, Papio Moglu, Eix Decker, and Thomas Meyer. They also did the images. And the organizational techies as well. Adrian Pilling, Benjamin Brandt, Bans, Sion Heide, Friedrich Lankau, Carsten Palmer, Nicholas Tanton, Jelson Dorn, Leonardo Render, Lucas Kamera, Dominic Grishuk, and Benjamin Paul. Now, I hope I haven't left anyone out, but if I have, I want to say thank you to them too. So that brings you nicely into the subject. You know what we're about to talk about. You know what's happening. I wish you all the best in terms of the first presentations that you're going to hear. Reading Bodies is next up here.